From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Topics this week include Santa Cruz voters to decide lowest pot priority ordinance, THC analog suppresses pain, bladder overactivity from interstitial cystitis, a study says, and our special report on the breaking news about cannabis and lung cancer. Information on these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation, please visit NORML.org. First this week, from Santa Cruz, California, Santa Cruz voters to decide lowest pot priority ordinance. Santa Cruz officials this week confirmed that a municipal initiative that seeks to make marijuana law enforcement the city's, quote, lowest priority, close quote, has been certified to appear on the November 2006 ballot. The measure, sponsored by Santa Cruz Citizens for Responsible Marijuana Policy, directs Santa Cruz police to make activities related to the investigation, citation, and/or arrest of adult cannabis users their lowest priority. It would also appoint a community oversight committee to monitor police activity as it pertains to marijuana law enforcement. Seattle voters passed a similar proposal in 2003, which has led to a 75% reduction in citywide marijuana arrests. According to the results of a November 2005 city poll, 85% of Santa Cruz voters oppose criminalizing adults who use cannabis. If passed, the Santa Cruz initiative would also demand city officials express public support for regulating cannabis as a legally taxed commodity. Oakland voters approved a similar proposal in 2004. Proponents are gathering signatures in support of similar city initiatives in Santa Barbara, Santa Monica, and West Hollywood in hopes of gaining support for a potential statewide measure in 2008. Next this week, from Atlanta, Georgia, THC analog suppresses pain, bladder overactivity from interstitial cystitis, a study says. Administration of a synthetic structural derivative of THC reduces bladder inflammation and bladder overactivity in animals, according to preclinical findings presented this week at the annual meeting of the American Urological Association. Rats administered the THC analog IP751 experienced reduced irritation and pain in the bladder associated with interstitial cystitis, or IC, investigators reported. Interstitial cystitis is a chronic pelvic pain disorder that affects an estimated 700,000 Americans, mostly women. Previous preclinical research has demonstrated cannabinoids and the endocannabinoid system to play a potential role in the treatment of various gastrointestinal disorders such as Crohn's disease and colitis, while clinical trials of natural cannabis extracts have demonstrated cannabis to dramatically reduce incontinence associated with multiple sclerosis. Next this week, we feature our Normal News breaking news report regarding marijuana smoking and lung cancer. Breaking news from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, from San Diego, California. Smoking cannabis, even long-term, is not positively associated with increased incidence of lung cancer, according to the findings of the largest population-based case control study performed to date. Lead investigator Donald Tashkin of the David Geffen School of Medicine, Division of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles, presented the results today at the 2006 International Conference of the American Thoracic Society in San Diego. Investigators assessed the possible association between cannabis use and the risk of lung cancer in middle-aged adults aged 18 to 59 living in Los Angeles. Researchers conducted interviews with 611 subjects with lung cancer and 1,040 controls matched for age, gender, and neighborhood. Data was collected on lifetime marijuana use as well as subjects' use of alcohol, tobacco, other drugs, diet, occupation, and family history of cancer. Investigators used a logistical regression model to estimate the effect of cannabis smoking on lung cancer risk, adjusting for age, gender, ethnicity, education, and cumulative tobacco smoking and alcohol use. Quote, "We did not observe a positive association of marijuana use, even in heavy long-term use, with lung cancer, controlling for tobacco smoking and other potential confounders," close quote, investigators concluded. Their data further revealed that one subset of moderate lifetime users actually had an inverse association between cannabis use and lung cancer. The five-year trial was sponsored by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, or NIH. Normal senior policy analyst Paul Armentano said that Tashkin's findings reaffirm the results of prior case control studies, dismissing a casual link between cannabis use and certain types of lung and upper aerodigestive tract, or UAT, cancers. These include a 2001 Johns Hopkins University hospital-based case control study that found neither lifetime use nor ever use of cannabis were associated with head, neck, or lung cancer in younger adults. A 2004 University of Washington case control study that found, quote, "no association," close quote, between cannabis use and incidence of oral cancer, regardless of how long, how much, or how often individuals had used it, and a 1997 Kaiser Permanente retrospective cohort study that found that cannabis use was not associated with increased risks of developing tobacco use-related cancers of the lung and upper aerodigestive tract, or other cancers in men and women who used marijuana but did not smoke tobacco.
The most remarkable aspect of this study is that findings are, in fact, unremarkable. As has been previously reported by the U.S. Institute of Medicine and others, there is no conclusive evidence that marijuana causes cancer in humans, including those cancers generally related to tobacco use.
That was Normal senior policy analyst Paul Armentano. Armentano suggested that cannabis consumers who desire the rapid onset of action associated with inhalation, but who are concerned about the potential harms of noxious smoke, can dramatically cut down on their intake of carcinogenic compounds by engaging in vaporization rather than smoking. More information is available on Normal's website in the new report, Cannabis Smoke and Cancer, Assessing the Risk, at norml.org. This has been breaking news from the Normal Foundation. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.